Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why is DeMar taking a two every time? They shot 0 of 10 from the three-point line in the second half. Not DeMar. Vooch and Patrick got zero rebounds in the second half. They were up 16 at half. They were up 21 at one point in the second quarter. And they lost by 6 to an Indiana Pacers team without by far their best player. DeMar DeRozan cannot pass if he wanted to ever. He doesn't want to.
He can. We know well, he can.
He's bad at entry passes. But my God, if you're going to say all this stuff about, I'm so hard on Patrick Williams. He went as far as to say, I verbally abused Patrick Williams. And then we don't know who it was in the back who said what. And then DeMar yelled, shut up. And if
that
you're going to,
if
it was funny, but if you're going to try to lead a younger player and set an example, you actions speak louder than words. You have to do something in order for them to take it. What it seems to me like DeMar is doing, he's not getting up and getting back on defense. He complains about every single foul call ever. And he doesn't pass the ball to Patrick Williams. How do you want to mentor him? How do you want him to get better if you're not going to give him the opportunity to do so? Patrick's man doubles him every time. And what's he do? He takes a contested 18-footer every single time instead of giving Patrick the ball for a wide open corner three. It's so easy. It's so easy. Their first half was great, especially that second quarter. It was great. The ball was moving. Everybody was touching in. Everybody was getting theirs within the system. When the ball stops, everything stops. People become disengaged, especially Patrick Williams. We've seen this before. He didn't get a single rebound. And Will Perdue talked about this after the game, how when other guys aren't touching the ball and they're playing ISO ball, nobody's going to want to get rebounds because they're not getting the ball enough.
It's more than that.
People want to play in the system. People want the ball to go around. It's as simple as that. And when the ball stops at DeMar, it makes everybody worse. And I know he's a great player. And he's done this last season. He had a great year. And he has done, I guess he's brought a winning enough culture to the Bulls. But I know Zach LaVine turned the ball over a bunch at the end of the game. But when you're sitting there doing nothing as a max player who lately has been playing good basketball, you're going to want to try to do stuff when you get the ball. There's a lot in here. That was a good rant.
Let's unpack some of
the
things.
Look at the old guy being mature here for
that are brought up here. No, I'm serious. I'm not kidding. I'm with you on that. You know I am, and I know you've been meaning to get that out. But let's talk. There's several things involved here. First, before we address the Zach piece of this, the idea that isolation ball, hero ball, ball watching deactivates certain players is unquestionably true. And Patrick is not already a natural high motor operator. He doesn't rev at a high RPM. It's just who he is. It takes extra effort and engagement for him to be as effective as he needs to be. When the ball stops, players stop moving. There isn't a need for all of the cutting and popping around when the ball isn't doing the same. And that means if you're standing in the corner or if you're standing up top, you're not cutting through where you're just more likely to get a rebound. There was an old coach who I used to work for who used to always yell at his forwards after the game where he'd say, one rebound. If you're out there for 32 minutes, one rebound should accidentally hit you in the head. And when guys are standing around, it decreases the likelihood of even that, of that one rebound hitting him in the head. So there's sort of a knock-on effect of standing around and ball watching. You bring up the idea of the two-pointer that kills you. And when we talk about the idea of trading a two for a three and how that adds up, we saw it happen in front of us. We literally watched in that second half. There's a contested two. What a shot by DeRozan. The hand in his face from 18. And here's Benedict Mathurin. Bang. Down the well it goes. And he's a step behind the line like nothing. And it wasn't the same effort. And it didn't look as amazing. But it counts more. It counts for more. It's one thing to say 0 for 10 from 3. I am as mad about the 10 as I am about the 0. I'm as mad. Both numbers are unacceptable. And some nights shots aren't falling. I get that. But I'm as peeved about the attempts because what they were doing was standing and watching and waiting. And we were told now after the fact that Billy Donovan mentioned, and I was Billy, but somebody mentioned at halftime, this Indiana Pacers team comes back from double-digit deficits. They were told. They weren't ambushed. This wasn't, oh, geez, this young team just up and beat us. We let our guard down there. They were warned to say, hey, that's what this team does even without Halliburton. And they still let it happen.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
So look at the difference that 5 points made. Indiana made 5 threes and the Bulls made none. And even if you swap out those 3 for 2, each 3 for a 2, however you want to do the back of the envelope math on that. I know that doesn't exactly work, but that's a 5-point differential at a minimum. So I get what you're saying. I think the evidence is there. We saw it. Let's discuss Zach. You know, you said he's been playing good basketball.
Yesterday was not his finest hour.
There's a lot of problems that they have in their roster construction and not having Dragic available for that game. It should never have gotten to that point. It should never.
That's what I mean.
It should never have gotten to the point where you're relying on the decision making of Zach LaVine because he's got to have the ball in his hands, and you don't have a point guard who's going to try to find him for the catch and shoot stuff at which he's best. His handle's leaky, and you can't trust him to run things.
His handle's usually fine. The things that I was just going to say, TJ McConnell's a point guard. He's a good player.
Yeah.
He had 20 and 10 last night. on 9 of 14 from the field and 3 steals with a plus 9 and only 2 turnovers.
He had 20 and 10?
He had 20 and 10.
Yeah, you picked him out in a summer league game.
That was 5 years ago. But you said he's slow. He's not that good. He's not as good as Caruso. He had 20 and 10. And he had a clutch bucket on Ayo Dosunmu where he just ran right by him, who right now I am also done with.
Well, you're down on him.
No. He went 0 for 3 from 3, and they were all open.
Yep.
And he's so frustrating to watch. Especially if he's out there to be defensively responsible and you're getting blown by, it's one thing if it's Tyrese Halliburton, but if you're getting blown by TJ McConnell in a clutch moment,
You need an extra buy in there, I think. Hey, man.
What was it?
But
whatever floats your boat. The thing is that you can't do that. If you're supposed to be defensively responsible and that's what happens to you, keep Coby White on the floor then. And I really like what he's been doing. He didn't shoot it great, but I don't care. He took 7 threes, made 2 of them. I'm okay with that. If he takes 7 threes a night, I'm happy. He has range off the catch to shoot it from over 30 feet, I think. I trust him to make deep threes. And I want the Bulls to be like Grinnell College. I think I mentioned them in a podcast episode earlier. I don't know which one it was, but
shoot a three every time.
Shoot a three every time. Because say in a half, right? I mean, this or just in general, say there are 45 shots taken by each team. One team takes all twos and the other team takes all threes. One team makes 20 of the 45 twos. It's a good percentage. But the other team shoots 15 of 45 from three. And that's 33%, which is a terrible percentage from, not terrible, but it's not great from three. And 20 of 45 is a really solid percentage from two, assuming they're not all wide open dunks, just twos. That means the team that shot all threes and shot poorly wins by 5 points, 45 to 40. It's math. And I'm not good at math, but I can do that. The Bulls need to take more threes. I don't know why it's so hard for them to take a step back. It's not hard. And there's no point in shooting the ball if you're outside of 10 feet and within the 3-point line. I just don't understand it.
Right, here's what I want to say.
I just don't.
Okay, well, let's just say that the Bulls, for the sake of this discussion, that the Bulls say, okay, fine. We want to shoot more threes. So who's shooting him? Zach is going to, you want him to take, what did you say? 13 a game. Was that your number?
Yeah. So I'm like, as many as possible. Zach, Patrick, Coby.
And it would have to be Vooch. But Vooch wants to operate closer to the basket.
I'm okay with him doing that. If he takes 4 threes a night, 4 to 5 threes, and all of his buckets, I don't really like when he takes mid-range jumpers. He is pretty efficient. If it's in the system where it's just a two-man game, okay, fine. But I like when there's a two-man game and he gets a 6-foot hook shot or a baby hook, or he can use his big man footwork. Sometimes he has moments where it looks like he's going to travel and then he stays just in control enough to put up a layup. But if he's getting bunnies and he's taking 5 threes a night, that's where I want him scoring. And if he can put up 20 points like that, I'm happy. But I can't deal with guys like DeMar stopping the ball and taking contested long twos. It's just not good enough.